fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. Sabbihi ya Urshalim al-Rab, Sabbihi ilahik ya Sahyun. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. Our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, see, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, we are in the middle of the 10 days between the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Pentecost. A And the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is the crown of his great salvation that he fulfilled already for the whole world. As we know that our Lord Jesus Christ accepted to save the whole world from his sins. That's why he is from the beginning has accepted to take the flesh of the human beings. Because with this flesh, he was coming to perform and fulfill and finalize the salvation of the mankind through his body, the body that likened us in everything except the sin. He was perfect, and he accepted to be incarnate, taking our flesh, because there was no other solution for the salvation of the mankind except the redemption which our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And from the incarnation to the ascension, the Lord finished everything on the cross. At the seventh word that he said on the cross, "It is finished. O God, in your hands I deliver my soul." The Lord took our body, the body of sin, the body of weaknesses, the body of disobedience to God, the body under the temptation of the devil, and gave this body by his crucifixion and then resurrection and then ascension. He gave this body the great gift that no word can be described in this world. He changed the body of weaknesses into a body of glory, glorious body. And this glorious body is not under the sin, is not under the temptation, is not under the authority of the devil by any ways. That's why now in Jesus Christ, my beloved, in Jesus Christ, we have been not the sons of sins or disobedience, but the sons of God. Instead of being throwing the Hades of the hell, now we have our place in the bosom of the Father. Who did that? The Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in these days, the 10 days between the ascension and the birth of the church through the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ asked his disciples and the others to stay in the upper hill, in the upper room, which was the room of St. Mark, the evangelist. They stayed 10 days praying. What for? Praying. What for? Praying to have all the salvation that our Lord performed already, finished already, to us. How? By the Holy Spirit. That's why the 10 days between the ascension and Pentecost are joyful days and days of prayers. That's why the Lord said to them, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive power from above, power from heaven. So this day, the sixth Sunday, is the last one just before we celebrate the descendants of the Holy Spirit on the whole world to be fixed in us, to dwell in us. And now, as Christians, as the children of God, we have a great gift, cannot be described. We have within us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is God. We have also, by the baptism, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ within us. Those who were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. So, your body now has the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also the Holy Spirit dwells in you permanently. Permanently. And this is the great difference between the people before Jesus Christ and after Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was working from outside. But after our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to the heavens and sat at the right hand of his Father, the Father sent his Holy Spirit to give birth to the church. And the church is the house of God. And the church is the part of heaven. Why? Because we say in the Agbaya, whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are considered sitting in heaven, or dwelling in heaven, or are in heaven. So the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, planted the church within the world to be a center point from which everyone who believes in God and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and accepted the Holy Spirit as a guide and the source of power to him, now the church is the place in which you can conquer all the trickery of the devil. That's why this day is called the day of triumph and the day of joy. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the gospel today, in the beginning of that gospel, he said, and in that day you will ask me nothing. How come? Yes, because I will cover all your needs. I will give you the ability of be saving, the ability of being forgiving from your sins and your iniquities. I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Because the Lord took the glorious body through his resurrection from dead. And this glorified body is not for himself, because he is God, the eternal, without beginning, without end. But this power, this gift, is given to us through his body that he took from the mother of God and gave him this power after the resurrection and put this glorious body with the Father awaiting for all of us. Number two, which is very important, the same glorious body that the Lord took from his resurrection is the same glorious body that every one of us will have in heaven. That's why we do believe that this glorious body is a gift, not for Jesus Christ himself, but for us to have it. Just one condition we need on earth, to be attached to him. One condition we need to live on earth until we go into heavens, that we live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps you so much. That's why today our Lord Jesus Christ concluded his speech to his disciples in St. John 16, just before going to the cross, saying, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Lord did not promise us to live an ideal life on earth or be rest on earth. The Lord did not promise us to save us from any sicknesses, any tribulations, any troubles, any persecutions, any offenses, even the trickery of Satan. However, he did not stop the tribulation, but he gave us the power to overcome the tribulation. And this is the marvelous of the Christianity. The people feel that because they are Christians, they are believers of God, so the Lord will save them from everything and be harmful on the world. No. He did not promise us with that. But he said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Why? Why, our Lord, you let us be in trouble on earth? Because I have done for you on earth. I have suffered so much with this body. From the very beginning, from incarnation to the crucifixion, I have done for you. Is it too much for you to do that? To prove that you really want to be with me in heavens eternally? It's normal. Logic. Logic. The Lord permits the tribulations. But the Lord gives us a power to overcome the tribulations. How? By prayer. That's why the 10 days between the Ascension and Pentecost were full of prayer. They were praying in the upper room joyfully. How joyfully? Your Lord Jesus Christ knows. When you read the first chapter of the Acts of Apostles, you will find that our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heavens. He raised from them, and the cloud took him from their eyes. And after that, they went joyfully to Jerusalem after the ascension. And they knew that they will not see the Lord in flesh anymore. But they will live in faith in him. And the Lord will be hidden in us as he hid our flesh in himself during the salvation work. That's why we are very lucky. We are very grateful to you. We are our Lord, honor to be called your children, honor to be called your people, honor to be called the sons whom you said you are my brethren. He is the firstborn, and we are the children of God, adopted by our Lord Jesus Christ, moving from the slavery to the sonship. Every time we pray, we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Conclusion. If you want really to live in heaven and take your place, which is booked for you in heavens, as the Lord Jesus Christ promised, live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Live not searching or seeking or taking your time and effort in worldly needs or even lusts, but involve yourself to be really the Son of God, thinking of Him, attaching to Him. Love the prayer, love the Bible, love the repentance, love the confession, love the communion, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these means, you will live safely on earth, and you will be accepted in heavens, and you will hear the Lord saying to you, blessed are you, come and inherit the life that I have prepared for you. We pray from our hearts this day, asking the Lord to let us being exactly like the disciples who are looking up to heaven, and their eyes and their hearts were staring to heaven, and on the earth it's nonsense for them. Those who step on the needs of the world by their feet are sure of having the blessed life that was prepared for them in heaven. We are in the awaiting 10 days of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came already and dwelt in us already to the Mairun, but activate the Holy Spirit in you. Not only the Holy Spirit to be like a treasure you have, or someone who have millions of dollars in his bank, in his account, and he doesn't do anything with them but satisfy that he is millionaire. He is an ignorance. Spiritually, you have the treasure of treasures. You have the Holy Spirit within you. Activate it. Obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, which asks you always to pray and to read the Bible and to repent and to confess and to live according to the great honor that the Lord gave you, transferring you from being a slave to being a son of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Any fear we sing to the Lord and your song, declare His glory and wonder, Christ.
Truly we believe in one God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all saints, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life. Under Pontius Pilate, suffered on us, buried on the third day, rose to the dead according to Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits right the hand of his Father, and is coming again his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, who believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son, and the Word, whom we fight, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Of Kirstathite.